Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night wraps around the region, temperatures across Israel remain comfortable. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, while Jerusalem has clear skies, perfect for a cozy evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, there's close observation of the IDF's covert operations. Reports from Walla 5 hours ago suggest Israel is determined to tackle Hezbollah's stronghold, with a keen focus on Revolutionary Guards tunnels. Also, earlier today, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line. Ynet reports it marks the first strike under new rules limiting offensive actions. Also this hour, Iran is set to join the BRICS bank soon, as announced by Hamati. The Jerusalem Post highlighted this development just minutes ago, indicating increased economic cooperation and trade prospects. Separately, extremism is under scrutiny at Australia's Royal Commission. Australian Jewish News reported 39 minutes ago that anti-Semitism and other forms of extremism are being examined in the ongoing hearings. And finally, the NYPD denies any plans to accompany Rama Douagi to Syria and Lebanon. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency relayed this 4 hours ago, alongside news of a permanent home for the neighborhood, a Jewish event nonprofit in Brooklyn. Reaction has been swift on social media. Samantha Ettis reported 23 minutes ago about a miscommunication regarding New York's First Lady's personal vacation plans to Syria and Lebanon, involving City Hall and the NYPD. Al-Arabiya English shared 33 minutes ago that Adira Hospitality CEO Stefan Lisser stated regional geopolitical tensions aren't impacting their long-term expansion plans in Saudi Arabia. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights lawyer, posted 53 minutes ago that Israel provided intelligence to the U.S. regarding an alleged Iranian plot against President Trump, aiding his escape from danger. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Walla reports the IDF is actively targeting Hezbollah's tunnel infrastructure, a strategic move to weaken their capabilities. Experts note that this operation seeks to disrupt the flow of arms and personnel. The situation remains tense, heightening security concerns in the region. Turning to Gaza, the IDF's engagement with a Hamas sniper earlier today reflects a shift in military tactics. Ynet underscores that the new rules aim to balance defensive needs with diplomatic pressures. This could influence future ceasefire negotiations significantly. Meanwhile, Iran's imminent membership in the BRICS bank, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, marks a substantial shift in its economic alliances. This move could bolster Iran's international trade networks, potentially affecting regional economic dynamics. On the topic of extremism, the Royal Commission in Australia continues to assess rising anti-Semitism and ideological threats. The Australian Jewish News highlights the ongoing discussions, pointing to growing concerns over societal impacts and policy responses. Finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency clarifies that the NYPD will not accompany Rama Douagi on her travels to Syria and Lebanon. This clarification comes amid public interest and the neighborhood's new permanent space in Brooklyn, which aims to foster community ties. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports a new app called MyRep is revolutionizing social media history management by providing a platform that requires no personal data or account creation. Separately, Fortissimo Capital sold CTS's pharmaceutical business to Dexcel for $83 million, according to Tech. This deal, made 4 years after acquiring a majority stake, allows Fortissimo to focus on agricultural ventures. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a surge in central banks globally hoarding gold. Concerns over inflation, geopolitical tensions, and economic instability drive these purchases, indicating a cautious economic outlook. That's your Israel 18 news update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.